Mercy and peace be unto all of you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our homily this morning is based on the first verses of the scripture appointed for this day, which read, "We have this same spirit of faith, as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and present us to him blameless together with you." In Christ Jesus our Savior, dear friends, the Apostle Paul at times felt very beat. The taxing travels that he undertook, the problems of his converts, the obstinate opposition which he encountered, taxed his mental and his physical resources, sometimes to the extreme. Sometimes he must have felt downright discouraged. As he said earlier in the preceding context of these verses, we are troubled on every side, yet not totally distressed. We are perplexed, but not to the point of despair. We are persecuted, but not completely forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. St. Paul had an antidote. He had a spiritual tonic that could sustain him in his difficult labors as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. This sustaining power was nothing less than the faith which God had instilled in him to trust in the power and the protection of God. Now, in this kind of a verse, we have this same spirit of faith. As the psalmist wrote, I first believed and then I could speak. St. Paul says, we also believe, and so I am bold to speak. This kind of faith refers not to some subjective feeling, but it refers to the faith which is the gift of God, the work of his Holy Spirit in the heart of the believer. And that's the faith that St. Paul says sustained him in his ministry and his witness. In the previous chapter, St. Paul wondered whether his own credibility as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ would not be challenged there in Corinth, possibly by false teachers who had afflicted the Corinthian Christians. St. Paul said that the Corinthian Christians themselves would be the certificate of his apostolate. Apostolate. They would be the proof that it is God whom he served and whom he preached, and that it was the Lord Jesus whose cross he extolled and held up to them. And then he added, and such trust have we through Christ to God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers or servants of the New Testament. Seeing then that he had this ministry, this mandate to be a servant of God to God's people, he had this ministry to serve people by proclaiming God's word to them. He did not faint, nor did he despair, even when he felt exhausted, frustrated, and beat. For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, says St. Paul, so that the excellence of the power may be God and not our own. And therefore, St. Paul could rejoice, even in tribulation, even in great difficulty, that he was being sustained in his witness for the Lord Jesus Christ by this faith which he rejoiced that he had as a gift of God, as a working of God's Holy Spirit in him. We have this same spirit of faith, says St. Paul, even as the prophets of the Old Covenant had. And like the psalmist could say, I believed first, and therefore I can teach. The word used there is laleo, more than conversational dialogue. It's the proclamation speaking of the grace of God in Christ. I believed, and therefore I have spoken, says St. Paul. We can join both the apostles and the prophets by rejoicing also that we will be sustained in our witness, in our speaking, by this faith which God through his Holy Spirit has engendered in us, and by which we live, and by which we work. And what is that faith? Not only that we look behind to see the great work that God has done to achieve our salvation, the cross on Golgotha, and the empty grave, and the ascended Christ, but we look forward, as St. Paul very emphatically says, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us blameless to him together with you all. My dear friends, we need this sustaining power of faith in God, this faith which is not our own feeling, but which is our God-given privilege and act of leaning on God for all our support and all our comfort and guidance and witness. We need this faith as we serve God and man by speaking God's word. We may not encounter the same kind of affliction that St. Paul did, not exactly the same way. We may never be beaten with 40 stripes save one. We may never be shipwrecked in the Mediterranean or be persecuted by the unbelievers in the cities of the Mediterranean world. But make no mistake, the witnessing for the truth of God's word in Christ Jesus meets a lot of subtle and snide opposition today. And people will seemingly listen and they will react and say, oh yes, but you see, this is the way I take this now. And you didn't really understand exactly what this all meant. And so we have the most clever deceptions prevailing in how people react to God's word. This is the whole problem in subjectivistic and humanistic theology today. So that a person can proclaim God's word with all force and conviction, and still you often feel frustrated because it bounces off like off a rock wall. Other places, you may feel completely rejected. People simply are not interested in the kind of message that you have to proclaim anymore. Whatever the disheartening, discouraging experiences may be that all of us in our diverse dimension of service as witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ may encounter, this firm assurance we have that St. Paul leaves with us this morning in this scripture passage that we can be sustained by this faith in God, which relies on God's power. We can be sustained by this faith in our witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and his cross. Let us then go boldly to proclaim both the judgment of God and also his great unlimited mercy. Let us proclaim both the law and also the rich gospel of God's love, of the forgiveness of all our sins in Christ Jesus our Lord. And let us never let go of that final trust that we have in God, that end objective that he has established for us, as the Apostle Peter puts it, that we have this confidence that we are saved by the power of God through faith unto salvation. May God grant it for each of us. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.